From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a Russian airliner carrying more than 200 passengers crashes in the Sinai. All 224 people on board the aircraft, including 25 children, were killed. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered Airbus plane went down less than 30 minutes after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Obama's decision to send special operation forces to Syria is focused only on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said sending special operations commandos to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of larger U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
It is focused exclusively on Daesh and on augmenting our ability to be able to more rapidly attack Daesh and do a better job of eliminating Daesh and its influence in that region.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan kicks off a long-planned Central Asian tour that will also take him to Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its support for Syria's opposition with a pledge of nearly $100 million in fresh aid. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the assistance at the Manama Dialogue Security Conference in Bahrain Saturday. The United States has pledged nearly $500 million to the Syrian opposition since 2012. The State Department says the money will be used for keeping schools open, restoring access to clean water and electricity, and supporting an independent media. Blinken also said that Russia's involvement in the Syrian conflict could prove ultimately costly.
And Russia will be seen as being in league with Assad, Hezbollah, Iran, alienating millions of Sunnis in Syria, the region, and indeed in Russia itself.
Moscow began airstrikes in Syria a month ago, primarily against rebels fighting the Assad regime. President Obama has called for reform in the U.S. criminal justice system, particularly when it comes to nonviolent offenders who are serving long sentences. In his weekly media address, the president said that keeping people in jail without any prospect of finding a job once they are released is bad for the economy and bad for the country.
Every year we spend $80 billion in taxpayer dollars to keep people incarcerated. Many are nonviolent offenders serving unnecessarily long sentences. I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails.
Mr. Obama plans to travel to Newark, New Jersey on Monday to highlight some of the efforts made by Americans who have paid their debt to society and are attempting to reintegrate themselves into their communities. A publisher of secular books was hacked to death and three other people were wounded in two separate attacks Saturday at publishing houses in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Police say the body of publisher Faisal Arifandipan of the Jagriti Prokashoni Publishing House was found in his office following the second of Saturday's attacks. Earlier, publisher Ahmed Rahim Tutul and two writers were shot and stabbed by three men in the office of the Shubtoshar Publishing House in Dhaka. Both publishing houses were involved in Saturday's attacks, had published works by Bangladeshi-American blogger and writer Avijit Roy, who was hacked to death in Dhaka in February. And final preparations were made at polling stations in Turkey, and candidates held their last rallies Saturday, one day ahead of the country's second national election in 5 months. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for new elections after his party lost its majority in June. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.